朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
玛莎大是什么地方呢？
What kind of place is Mashta?
那个旧城堡就是在主后72年。
And that old city is actually up in AD 72.
罗马军队包围整个耶路撒冷的时候。
When the army of Rome, Romans surround the whole Jerusalem.
包围整个犹大国的时候。
And when they surround the whole nation of Judah.
这一个城堡跟罗马军队坚持了七个月之久。
And the city fort that had persisted with the Roman soldiers for seven months.
到最后。
Until in the end.
罗马军队打进去了。
The Roman soldier, they actually went in.
罗马军队攻到这个城堡里面。
And when they attacked and went into the city fort.
他们发现。
They discovered.
960个犹太人。
960 Jewish people.
在前一天晚上
And the night before,
因为他们已经很长的时间完全没有水也没有食物
Because for a long time they were without water nor food
960个
960 of them
在前一天晚上集体自杀
They killed themselves together in the night before
他们宁愿死
They rather die
不会投降
They will not surrender
现在的以色列军队
But the army of today is Israelite
每一次要受接
Every time when they were to be promoted
就带到那里去
They were brought there
让他们记得当年他们曾经受到什么样的羞辱
So that they will remember what kind of shame that they went through in those days
然后他们会在那里宣誓
And today they would, and there they will declare
他们要用他们的生命
They will vow to take, use their life
也不让那个悲剧重新发生
They will not allow that tragedy to recur
基督徒
Christians,
我们面对我们生命中许多的失败
When we face the many failures in our life
不要太快就擦麻药
Don't try to numb yourself too fast
不要太快就逃避那些痛苦
Don't try to escape from those sorrows too soon
要把你的痛苦升华
Try to enliven your sorrow
让你的痛苦成为你一生的祝福
So that your sorrow may become the blessings in your whole life
Verse 21.
In the Mount Gemor, O mountains of
the Lord,
may you neither have dew nor rain,
nor
fields that yield offerings of grain.
因为英雄的盾牌在那里被污丢弃，扫罗的盾牌仿佛未曾抹油。
For there the shield of the mighty was defiled, the shield of Saul no longer rubbed with oil.
大卫在这里说什么
What is David saying here?
大卫说扫罗死的那个地方基利波山呢
And David is saying the place where Saul died in Mount of Gemor.
他盼望那个地方永永远远都受神的咒诅
And he hopes that that place will forever be cursed by God.
让那里连可以进贡的土产都没有
So that there will be no products that they can offer up.
荒凉到那个地步
It's so desolate.
每一个经过那里的人
Everyone who passed through there
就会记得
They will remember
这里曾经发生过多么可怕的事情
That some horrible things actually happened here
这一首的哀歌
And this lamentation
它的结构也是非常有趣的
The structure is also very interesting
它前面有十九节是开场
And starting with verse 19
是 intro
Is the introduction of verse 19.
27节是结束。
And 27 is the end.
The conclusion.
The conclusion of it.
然后它中间有一个负面的诉求和一个两面的呼喊。
And there is a negative description and two-sided calling out.
那是20到21节跟24到26节。
And it's verses 20 and 21 and verses 24 and 25.
大卫这首哀歌，你仔细看他这个这么很清楚的对称结构。
And this David's lamentation, you can see some of the systematic structure there.
那就是说中间的22到23节。
That is the 22 and 23 verses in there.
是整首哀歌的中心。
It's actually the center of the whole lamentation.
这一个二十二节到二十三节
，from verses 22 to 23。
你读这两节圣经
，when you're reading these two verses of the Bible，
你就发现
，you will discover，
大卫在那里称赞约拿单
，David is there praising Jonathan，
大卫在那里称赞扫罗
，David is there praising Saul。
他强调的是什么
？What he is emphasizing in is，
他强调的是扫罗和约拿单都是大能的勇士。
What he emphasizes is that Saul and Jonathan are both the almighty warriors。
他们的剑是多么的厉害
！How powerful are their arrows？
他们的弓是多么的厉害
！And how powerful are their bows？
他们的动作多么快
！How swift are their actions？
比鹰还快。
They are swifter than the eagles.
他们比狮子还强。
They're more stronger than the lions.
可是在这个称赞的里面
，However, in these praises,
头尾是讲到他们的外面的能力。
The beginning, the introduction, and the summaries are talking about the powers they have inside.
中间呢
？But in the middle,
中间是讲到他们。最伟大的地方。
But then the middle is talking about the greatest thing about them.
活时相悦相爱，死时也不分离。
That when they are alive, they together, they love each other, but in death, they were not parted.
你如果看懂了这一个哀歌的结构
，But if you understand in reading the structure of this lamentation,
你就知道
，You will know.
大卫要强调的
，What David want to emphasize in is.
是扫罗跟约拿丹
，is Saul and Jonathan，
他们的品格
，their characters，
他们的情义
，and their righteousness and their love。
我们看重的是人的能力
，what we emphasize in is man's ability and power。
但是神看重的是人的品格
，but what God places importance is in man's characters, man's character。
大卫。用着这两节的圣经
，And David, when he's using these two verses of the Bible,
很清楚地告诉我们
，very clearly tells us
他怎么看扫罗的
，how he views Saul。
大卫不是根据扫罗怎么对待他来看扫罗
，David does not view Saul in the way how Saul treated him。
你知道我们这些人今天犯的很大的一个错误
，We people today we have made a greatest mistake。
就是我们衡量一个人不是根据他是什么样的人
That is when we try to measure a person is not what kind of person he is
我们衡量一个人是根据他怎么对我
When we measure a person is how he treats me
你如果这样子衡量人
If this is how you measure other people
你会错得离谱
You will make such a strong big mistake
听明白吗
Do you understand?
多少傻女孩啊
How many silly, foolish girls?
叔叔，我看他很好。
You come to me, Uncle. I see that he is quite good.
他好在哪里
What goodness does he have?
哦，他对我好好。
He treats me very well.
哎呀，我听了我都昏倒。
I almost passed out when I heard that.
他对你好有什么用啊
？What good is it that he treats you well?
他对全世界所有的人都坏。
He's bad to the rest of the world.
他就对你一个好。
He's only good to you.
你还以为他是好东西啊
？And you think he's a good person?
我们何等需要神怜悯我们
？How we need the mercy of God.
不要用别人怎么对我来衡量这个人。
Do not measure a person how he treats me.
要衡量他真的是什么样的人。
To measure him by truly understanding what kind of person he is.
否则你将来都是后悔。
Otherwise, you will have regrets in your life, in future life.
有的人就觉得啊，这个人坏透了。
And some people think this person is so bad.
为什么你觉得他坏透了
？Why do you feel that he's so bad?
因为你觉得他对你不好。
Because you feel that he doesn't treat you well.
结果你不要跟他做朋友。
In the end, you don't want to befriend him.
但其实你可能大错特错。
But you actually may be very wrong.
因为他很可能是一个非常有原则的人。
Maybe he really is a person of principles.
他非常好的一个人。
He's a very good person.
他只是让你不爽。
He's just causing you unhappiness.
你离开这种人。
Depart from this kind of people.
最后是你的损失。
Otherwise, if you depart from this kind of people, it will be your loss.
你知道
If you know,
大卫怎么看扫罗？
How does David view Saul?
他是根据神怎么看扫罗，他来看扫罗。
He's really basing on how God views Saul, that he views him that way.
扫罗十年追杀他。
And Saul has been pursuing to kill him for 10 years.
在大卫的眼中
In the eyes of David,
远远比不上耶和华神高扫罗为王更重要
It really cannot compare to the importance of the Lord Jehovah God anointing Saul.
大卫可以选择的
David can choose.
他可以根据耶和华神怎么对扫罗的恩典来对待扫罗
He really can base it on the Lord Jehovah's how he treats Saul to treat him.
他也可以决定根据扫罗怎么样来害他，给他的痛苦来对待扫罗。
He also can base it on how Saul has caused him harm to treat him that way.
你如果选择别人怎么对待你来对待别人的时候
，If you choose to treat others how they treat you,
你一辈子都是苦毒的奴隶。
You will forever be a slave of bitterness for your whole life.
你一辈子也都是别人的奴隶。
You will be a slave of the others for the rest of your life.
如果你坚持用神怎么对待那个人的方式去对待他。
But if you persist in treating this person in the way that God would treat him,
你是自由的。
You will be free.
你是丰富的。
You will be rich.
别人给你的痛苦
The sorrow given to you by others
会成为你生命丰富的养分
It will become the nourishment and the richness of your life
大卫在这里提到对着扫罗跟约拿单中间的爱
And David here mentioned the love of Saul and David and Jonathan
大卫完全理解
David totally understood
他最好的朋友
His best friend
到死都对着扫罗王的忠心。
To death is still loyal to King Saul.
有的时候我会想
Sometimes we would think,
这个约拿单是不是笨呢
Is Jonathan foolish?
他应该早一点就跟扫罗拜拜了。
He should have said goodbye to Saul much earlier on.
他去跟大卫两个打天下。
When he and David, they were actually trying to conquer the world.
早晚大卫是要做王的。
Sooner or later, David would be king.
那大卫做王，这个约拿单当然就是宰相喽。
But if David is the king, then Jonathan would be prime minister.
那多好呢
？How good that would be.
然而我们可以看得见。
However, we can see.
神在约拿单生命中的呼召。
The calling of God in David's life. In David's life.
就是。
In Jonathan's life.
就是要忠心的跟随扫罗
It's to faithfully following Saul.
在人看这一个呼召是没希望的
In man's point of view, this calling is hopeless.
是注定失败的
It's destined to fail.
但是约拿单选择了至死忠心
But Jonathan chose to be loyal to death.
他甚至放弃了他最好朋友的爱情
He even gave up the love of his best friend.
你知道吗
Do you know?
就是因为这样子
Because of this,
约拿单在勇士中的荣耀
The glory of Jonathan in eternity
是难以想象的
Is unimaginable.
如果一个人
If a person
太随便的就放弃了神给你的一些托付
Too casually would give up the entrustment that God gives you.
God 你一辈子都培养不出什么高贵的情操。
You will not be able to cultivate any noble notions or integrities in your life.
你看今天这个社会。
Today, look at the society.
父母常常放弃儿女。
Parents constantly give up on their children.
儿女也常常放弃父母。
And the children constantly give up on their parents.
丈夫放弃妻子。
Husbands give up on their wives.
妻子放弃丈夫。
And the wives give up on their husbands.
朋友不用讲。
Let alone friends.
团契。
Fellowship groups.
教会。
Churches.
你常常看到逃兵。
You constantly see deserters.
你常常看到人随便就放弃。
You constantly see men giving up casually.
谁能够忠于神的托付？
Who can be faithful to God's entrustment?
谁才能够成为一个真正伟大的人？
Then that person will truly become a great person.
大卫对着以色列百姓有一个很大的呼唤。
And David towards the Israelite people, he has a great calling to them.
大卫要以色列的妇人为扫罗哭好。
And David wants the daughters of Israel to weep for Saul.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为
Because
扫罗实在是以色列那些妇女很大的恩人。
Because Saul is actually a great savior of these daughters of Israel.
你们大概都忘记了。
You might have forgotten.
扫罗做王的时候
When Saul was king,
以色列的经济
The economy of Israel
是一塌糊涂的
was in a mess.
扫罗可以说是以色列的改革开放的总工程师
You can say that Saul is the chief engineer of the reformation of Israel.
是在扫罗英明领导40年之下
It's under his brilliant leading for 40 years.
以色列百姓才有那些好衣服穿啊
That the Israelite people will have those good clothing that they wear.
他们不但是有衣有食啊
Not only they have clothing and food,
他们还可以穿起有时尚有 fashion 啊
They can actually wear fashionable clothing.
所以才穿金戴银嘛
That's why they were adorned with garment ornaments of gold.
你看到没有
Can you see there?
所以大卫告诉他们
That's why David told them.
你们不要忘记了扫罗的恩惠啊
Don't forget about the grace that David has, Saul has given you.
可是对大卫而言
But to David,
他得到什么
What did he gain?
他得到的是约拿丹的友情。
What he gained was Jonathan's friendship.
所以这几节圣经你去读的时候你发觉大卫的感情啊真的在那里就流露出来。
Here, therefore, these few verses of the Bible, you can see David's emotions and feelings flowing out of these Bibles.
但是问题呢
But the problem is,
是现在这些搞同性恋的人。
These are homosexuals today.
他们就拿了这几节圣经啊
They will use these few verses of the Bible
说圣经就支持我们搞同性恋嘛
The Bible supports us in homosexuality
你看大卫跟约拿丹两个不搞同性恋吗
See that David and Jonathan aren't they having that homosexuality
他们的爱情不是比妇人还要更过吗
Isn't their love more wonderful than women
他们完全不懂
They totally did not understand
大卫跟约拿丹中间的爱
The love between David and Jonathan
是神圣的爱
is a holy one.
是不求自己益处的爱
is not one that is seeking for their own benefits.
是愿意牺牲忍耐的爱
is one that is willing to sacrifice and endure.
这个不是现在搞同性恋汉子就是你们中间不搞同性恋的人现在假的爱情肉体的爱情
Is for the, not the kind of love for homosexuality or those who is just a false love.
这里说
Here it says,
过于妇女的爱
more wonderful than that of women.
正是因为这一种的爱是一个守约施慈爱的爱
Because this is exactly is because this is a kind of love that observes the covenant and of mercy.
是一个尊重耶和华的爱
A love that respects the Lord Jehovah
你千万不要忘记
Don't forget ever
谁会爱一个要夺取你王位的人
Who would love someone who is about to take away your throne
约拿丹爱的是一个要取代他做王的人、啊、
The person that Jonathan loves is one who would take away replace him as king
你今天问你自己一个问题
Today if you ask yourself a question
你现在爱的这个人
The person that you love now
如果你爱他
If you love him
你必须牺牲你心中所有其他最爱最爱的东西
You must sacrifice all the things that you love most in your heart
你干吗
Will you do it?
你愿意吗
Are you willing?
如果不愿意
If you're not willing,
你根本不懂什么叫爱
then you don't understand what it means to love.
你只有情欲
You only have lustful desires.
你没有爱
You do not have love.
你还记不记得撒母耳记上二十三章十六节
Do you still remember 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 16?
扫罗的儿子约拿单起身往那树林里去见大卫使他依靠神得以坚固十七节对他说不要惧怕我父扫罗的手必不加害于你你必做以色列的王我也做你的宰相
Verses 16 and 17 And Saul's son Jonathan went to David at Horesh and helped him find strength in God. Don't be afraid, he said. My father Saul will not lay a hand on you. You will be king over Israel and I will be second to you even my father Saul knows this.
这里很清楚地告诉我们
Here it very clearly tells us
他们中间的爱情
The love between them
是要帮助对方更多地依靠神
Is to help each other to all the more trust in God
是要把对方摆在自己的前面
Is to play the opposite party in front of you
今天好多的夫妻有难处
Today many husbands and wives have difficulties
说穿了是什么
When you actually see the truth about it is,
就是要求对方
is to ask the other
要尊重我
to respect me,
疼爱我
to love me,
理解我
to understand me,
宝贝我
to treasure me,
我要当老大
I want to be the number one in this relationship.
这不是爱
This is not love.
这是情欲
This is lustful desires.
大卫让约拿单去完成神在约拿单生命中的托付。
And David allows Jonathan to complete the, God has trusted in him, in Jonathan's life.
他没有要求约拿单说你不要走你不要走你跟我一起。
He didn't ask Jonathan not to leave just to be with him.
他这个不要求。
This he's not asking.
就是神圣的爱。
It's his holy love.
大卫如今失去了如此知心的朋友
And now David has now lost such a friend of the heart
难怪他会这样的伤痛
That's why he is so sad
二十五节他这样说
In verse 25 he says
英雄何竟在阵上扑倒
How the mighty have fallen in battle
约拿单何竟在山上被杀
Jonathan lies slain on your heights
你如果会读这一篇诗哀歌的话
If you know how to read this lamentation
你知道大卫不是在那里问 why
David is not saying that my love
No, he didn't say why
Oh, he didn't say why
大卫是在那里哭叫说 how come
He's asking, calling out how come
他里面有一个说不出来的哭泣
He is an unspeakable cry up there
因为他很难接受这个事实
Because it's very hard for him to accept this fact
二十六节
Verse 26
我兄约拿单啊
My brother Jonathan
我为你悲伤
I grieve for you
我甚喜悦你
You were very dear to me
你向我发的爱情奇妙非常
Your love for me was wonderful
过于妇女的爱情
More wonderful than that of women
我的弟兄啊
My brother
约拿单是大卫的弟兄
Jonathan is a brother of David's
不但是因为大卫娶了约拿单的妹妹米甲
It's not only that because David has married Jonathan's sister Micah
所以他们是 brother-in-law
And therefore they're brothers-in-law
但是更重要的
But more importantly
他们是彼此相爱
That they love each other
什么叫弟兄
What is a meaning of a brotherhood
彼此相爱
To love each other
我为你悲伤
I grieve for you
也有的翻译把它翻成说我为你心碎
And some translation translate into My heart is broken for you
我甚喜悦你
You are very dear to me
很多英文的翻译
Many English translation
是说你一直都是让我开心的。
It says, you have always been caused me to be happy.
大卫如此的悲伤。
That David is so sad.
是因为他爱得如此的深。
Because he has loved so deeply.
我现在认识不少的人。
And now I know a lot of people.
有老的有小的。
You have some old and some young.
他们因为怕受到伤害。
Because they are afraid to be hurt.
所以他们不敢爱。
So they dare not to love.
一个没有真心付出爱的人
One who is not willing to pay in love
他可以逃避很多伤害
He can escape from a lot of hurts
但是他没有真正的活过
But he has not truly lived
要爱
To love
就必须甘心接受爱所带来的痛苦
You must be willingly to accept the pain that would be brought by love
爱的越深
The deeper you love
痛苦越大
The greater the sorrow.
主耶稣爱我们。
Our Lord Jesus loves us.
他爱我们的爱最深。
And his love for us is the deepest.
所以他为我们受的苦也最大。
Therefore, the suffering that he has endured for us is also the greatest.
现在的年轻人。
The young people these days.
爱没几天就可以分手。
They can love for just a few days and be separated from each other.
分手的时候哭得死去活来的。
And when they were separating, they wept so bitterly.
我就在想。
Then I'm thinking.
那些爱了一辈子的人。
Those who have loved for the life, entire life.
有一天也是要分手的。
One day they will be separated too.
到那天。
Until that day.
谁受得了
？Who can endure? Who can bear it?
只有那些确信耶稣基督的爱比死还坚强的人。
Only those who can be sure that the Jesus Christ's love is stronger than death.
耶稣基督的爱是永远不改变的。
Jesus Christ's love is never changing.
才能够让我们在最悲伤的面前有永恒的盼望。
So then we may have eternal hope in front of the most tragic, saddest thing.
所以大卫到了二十七节，他只能够叹息。
So therefore, David in verse 27, he can but moan and sigh.
英雄何计伏倒
？How the mighty have fallen!
战具何竟灭没
？The walls, the weapons of war have perished.
但是我们今天活在新约里的人
，However, we today who live in the New Testament,
我们可以跟保罗一样
，We can be like Paul.
在罗马书上第八章那里说
In the book of Romans chapter 8
35节开始
Verse 35
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
Who can separate us from the love of Christ
难道是患难吗
Is it suffering
是困苦吗
Is a persecution
是逼迫吗
Oh, is persecution
是饥饿吗
Is famine
是赤身露体吗是危险吗是刀剑吗
Is nakedness Is danger Is a sword
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀人，人看我们如将宰的羊。
And just as is recorded in the Bible, we are being slaughtered the whole day, just like the lamb.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
However, through our Lord in all these things, we have already overcome.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
For I'm convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor present, nor the future.
是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Nor any powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
你跟我保证没？早晚都会碰到一些让我们非常伤心的事。
We can be guaranteed that sooner or later we will encounter something that will cause us to be very sad.
只有耶稣基督这样子的爱。
Only Christ Jesus such kind of love.
才给我们保证。
Can guarantee us.
我们能够面对。
That we can face them.
我们能够胜过。
That we can overcome.
我们能够升华
that we can enliven them
我们能够借着这一些的伤痛
that through all these hurts and pains that we can
让我们可以成为安慰之子
we become the children of comfort.
我们可以去安慰那些受苦的人。
We can be able to comfort those who are suffering.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，人的话非常的有限。
Heavenly Father, men's words are very limited.
但是我们相信你圣灵借着圣经所说的话是有无限的能力。
That, but we believe the Holy Spirit spoken through the Bibles have eternal powers.
求你对你的百姓说话。
We ask that you speak to your people.
预备我们
prepare us
面对人生各样的苦难
to face all kinds of sufferings in life
让我们不只是得胜
so that we may not only overcome
我们是得胜有余
that we've been more than overcome
我们不只是胜过苦难
that we only not just overcome sufferings
让我们也能够成为安慰之子
enables us also to become children of comfort
求你听我们这样的祷告
Listen to our prayer
靠主耶稣基督的名
Through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen, Amen
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。